Good morning. It's 7:55 a.m. on Monday, April the 24th, 2017. And I just realized that there's an alarm that's going to go off here at the top of the hour, which I need to shut off because I don't want to have to splice files together. Okay. That should be it. Oh, 24th. Oh, back. Head, neck, back. I've been hunched over. Hiking along for the first mile, but I haven't been standing up straight. My posture's been terrible. I'm also not really awake. I've been up since 6. Or actually, I've been up since 5:30. Probably been awake since 5 o'clock. So it's been rather a long morning so far. I've had to deal with some Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer business this morning. I've been working on a beta read for guys this morning. And I had to get the kid up, fed, off to work. So I'm looking forward to getting home to my one egg beater. Egg equivalent omelet. I think we're going to put smoked salmon in it this morning. Instead of the ham, which I've been eating pretty regularly. Today I don't have anything other than, you know, dealing with meals, dealing with taxi. I don't have anything on my schedule today. Wednesday I talked to the intake nurse. And I hope I talked to a dietitian. But I am, needless to say, hungry, which is a new reality for me. I need to just get used to it because I expect I will be hungry almost all day, every day. Had a lovely meal last night. Oh my goodness. Sweet potatoes, big salad, grilled salmon. I got the grill out yesterday, loaded it up with lump charcoal, got a nice fire going, and grilled a salmon steak. Made some chicken for the daughter, who doesn't like salmon, but the rest of us all ate salmon. It was quite yummy. It was almost enough to fill me up. At 500 calories, it was one of the largest single meals I've had in a few days. Topped it off with a pear for dessert to take with my pills later in the evening. So yeah, it was a pretty good day. The work we did with keywords and Kindle Select paid off, started paying off yesterday. Not big numbers, but numbers that were greater than zero. and we'll wait to see how that leans, how that looks going forward. Last night we played domain name games. I've offered a domain service because I have a hosting account that allows me multiple domains. And I've offered it to her in the past, but she's kind of independent. She created a blog, a WordPress.com blog, which, as she is discovering, is somewhat limited. For a while, she had a premium account with her own domain, but she couldn't really afford it. But I already pay for the hosting account. And it's cheap. And tossing in the domain name is once a year. $25 including privacy. So it's, you know, it's like, okay. I'm not going to quibble over that. I'll have to remember to get it out of the business account because it's not one of my business expenses. So yeah, it's you know, it's showing progress. Showing promise already. Dan Thompson suggested Amazon Marketing Services ads. It's not a bad idea. Thanks to a mutual colleague. I have 1,000 names for Tanith Fairport, and I want to sort of experiment with it myself a little bit before I try to walk someone else through it. I'm trying to Trying to locate somebody here. I'm not good with G+ with my phone. And I'm already coming up on the monk post. So say it with me. Monk post. Adriel. Sorry, Adriel, I could not, for the life of me. Adriel Wiggins, virtual assistant, who's actually building a business on Amazon keyword search marketing services stuff. And so I paid her to do the front end grunt work of finding the names, finding the titles for Tanith Fairport books. And I have to follow up on that because she did that last month. I need to do that so that I can see how they work, see how it works out. See what the process is for fine-tuning. There is a process involved that I'm not 100% sure on. I need to do a little more research. I need to get her to hold my hand and tell me everything will be okay. But apparently putting all of them in and putting a big price on them isn't exactly the right way to go about it right out of the box. And a more effective and cost-efficient way is to put up a small experimental set. And I've got a lot of names, so I can put up multiple campaigns and see which ones work best. And then, you know, weed out the stuff that doesn't pay very well. And see how it works out. So and I need to do that. I probably need to talk to Dan Thompson about how exactly it works. He's posted a lot of information about it in public and in private. So I may just need to go back and reread what he's put up. Okay, you do have to stop, so I'm going to step out like you are going to. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going around. I'm not quite so distracted by the medical as I was even this time yesterday. The food issue is going to be an issue that I'm going to try not to dwell on It will inevitably creep in here and there. The red bean and rice recipe was delicious. And so I'm really looking forward to trying out some new flavors, some new foods, some new recipes. And that forward-looking attitude, that idea that, okay, this is a puzzle. This is not an obstacle, it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle I need to solve. But realistically, it's a puzzle I should be able to solve. In a way that's going to be something that I can live with for the next 20 years or so. I'll be 85. Will I still be here 20 years from now? Will I still be writing 20 years from now? I hope so. I really do. I really hope I never have to retire. I really hope my brain stays at least together enough for me to string together words. In a coherent, or more or less coherent fashion. Good morning, mallards. This is literally a mud puddle. And yet the mallards are still here. Fascinating. I wouldn't have expected it. It is a gorgeous morning. I mean, it's beginning to break open. The sky was almost completely overcast when I came out 40 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago. But it's begun to break open. There's gaps in the clouds. There's blue sky up there. The dark gray clouds have begun to move off. The wind's picked up a little bit. But it is a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful spring day. And you gotta love it. Guy sitting there in the parking lot, his gas cap's open. I don't know if he knows it or not. Crabapple blossoms floating to the ground. A lot of dandelions gone to seed. There's a flicker over there digging in the ground too. Interesting. Looking for grubs. Lawn has begun to green up nicely. There's still a few patches where it's a little bit yellow. It's begun to come up. I talked to the lawn guys when they came and mowed lawn Thursday. They assured me that what I'm looking at is not anything serious. That given some water, some sun, a little time, well, it will probably never be as green as the neighbor who has fertilized it about every other week since the snow went off. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.